Good morning from the Thief River Falls Radio Newsroom. A Red Lake woman has been charged with murder, arson, and child neglect following the death of two young children on the Red Lake Reservation. According to U.S. Attorney Andrew Luger, 35-year-old Jennifer Marie Stately attacked and killed two people, identified in court documents as Minor A and Minor B, back on March 15th. Officials say Stately smashed and slashed at Minor A and Minor B with a knife or other sharp object and then set fire to the residence. Stately fatally stabbed Minor A in the chest, authorities say. Minor B suffered non-fatal stab wounds but ultimately died from smoke inhalation due to the fire. Stately fled the scene in her vehicle with a third child identified as Minor C. Law enforcement located and stopped Stately's vehicle and recovered Minor C, who they say was suffering from visible signs of child neglect. The indictment charges Stately with one count of premeditated murder, one count of murder in the course of committing child abuse, one count of murder in the course of committing arson, one count of arson, and one count of felony child neglect. Stately remains in custody pending further proceedings. Police were called following a report of a hit-and-run collision last weekend in Thief River Falls. It happened on April 28th, just before 9 a.m. Police were called and they responded. Police say a 2019 Chevy Silverado was legally parked on Duluth Avenue North when it was sideswiped sometime between 10 p.m. and 8:50 a.m. Staff at Red River Potatoes in Grand Forks were evacuated on Tuesday morning after a small fire. The Grand Forks Fire Department's say they received a call just before 3 a.m. for a report of a structure fire at 2250 Mill Road. When crews arrived, they found heavy smoke coming from the front of the building. They entered and found product on fire on the inside of a large dehydrator. They were able to put it out quickly. The equipment sustained minimal damage. Nobody was injured. State troopers say 43-year-old Eric Michael White of St. Cloud is a motorcyclist killed in a crash Sunday afternoon near Little Falls. The report says White's motorcycle collided with a pickup at an intersection in Belle Prairie Township. White died at the scene and was not wearing a helmet. The truck driver was not hurt. And in conjunction with Take a Mom Fishing Weekend, the Minnesota DNR is encouraging you to participate in this year's Minnesota Moms Fishing Challenge. Spokesperson Benji Cohn.
Any mom who catches a fish out there, they post a fish on our Facebook challenge group that we have set up with the Student Angler Association in Minnesota. They're one of our partners with this, along with Shields and Lunds. And everybody that posts a picture is entered into a drawing, and we're drawing, we have over 100 prizes.
For first-time participants, you can join a pre-challenge event dubbed Fishing 101, hosted by Women Anglers of Minnesota. Cohn says they'll cover topics like gear, setups, and techniques to get you started.
Anybody that is not really familiar with fishing can tune in to this virtual presentation and learn a little bit more about it and hopefully have or improve their success rate on Saturday and Sunday.
Minnesota moms can fish without a license this Mother's Day weekend. For Thief River Falls Radio, I'm Terry Olson.